and the Bible study on the 4th is now the 11th. So we got that taken care of. I have a couple thank yous. This was from Ruth. It says, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a joyful New Year. I enjoy this time of the year with all of the special things that go on to see. I am doing fine, and then I get to see all of my family and that great grandchildren. But they grow up very fast. Pardon me. I always love the Christmas at, I can read script, but not some people's. I always love the choir, and they're at the year church, and I listen in for Pastor Mike's sermons. Praise the Lord for you folks, and may you enjoy my prayers every day.
That's Rose Wall.
Rose Wall?
Rose Wall.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Okay.
And another one. I, Jason Cooper, am a veteran on disability who Mr. Greenfield has helped me for 7 years now. My family and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts as we and others continue to struggle through everything. Your continued help has put a smile on our face, or put a smile on our babies' faces. Please never forget those who struggle. Thank you. This is the Cooper family.
Mm-hmm. That's my veteran family in Jackson.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
The thank you arrived before the request for what they needed.
Oh.
Wow.
It didn't say over, but yeah, there's a list here of sizes. Shirts, 8 long or 9, pants.
They received all of
that. Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
Super.
The church did wonderful, especially Diane.
Thank you.
Okay. Please stand and join me in the call to worship. God, you are the unsearchable depths of peace, the unfathomable sea of love, and the fountain for all blessings. You send tranquility to all who will receive
it today.
May we
open us the sea of your love and water us with the overflowing streams from the riches of your grace. Make us children of quietness and heirs of peace. Bind us closely to you and to each other in one firm bond of unity for Jesus Christ's sake.
Amen. Please remain standing as we sing our first hymn, 242, Love Came Down at Christmas.
Thank you.
standing, let's greet each other with God's peace for the year coming up.
Listen to the audience. Who's that? How about? Good morning. So glad you're here. Yes. Now, let me ask, where are you from?
Originally, Kenya.
Where in Kenya?
Nairobi.
I have a long distance relationship with an evangelist that's near the Tanzanian border.
Oh, nice.
He's working with the Maasai as an event. He's working with the Maasai as an evangelist.
Oh. Yeah.
So glad you're here.
Oh, thanks so much.
You doing okay?
Morning.
You holding up?
Pretty good.
Be very happy when drains are done?
Yes, but it is not horrible like the first week.
Good.
It sounded like an airplane the first week.
Oh. Uh-oh. You all are so rowdy.
Church is over.
No. Church isn't over till the sermon's done. And you just added 10 minutes to it, Kim.
Sorry.
Please take the moment to look at our prayer requests. Notice there's a couple of things that I want to emphasize. There are several people who have lost significant family members. Nedra Siegert is one of them, okay? And Norma Constock is passed, and prayers for her family. Please remember those who are recovering from surgery. Okay. And because of a conversation yesterday, I'm particularly sensitive to the situation of people who are having medical problems, but they're not getting answers real quick. And that is ever so difficult because our tendency is to fill in the empty space with the worst thing we can think of. So let us keep those people particularly in prayer. And when you pray, take time to simply be with God and take that person with you. Sometimes it isn't necessary to say anything at all, because God knows. Let's take a moment. And come to God in prayer. Our God, we made it through Christmas. For some of us, that's a real achievement. So much has been going on. A lot of it's been good. Some of it has been hard to bear. Oh Lord, some of our relationships with people we love got really put to the test. And oh Lord, we need your help. Not only, oh Lord, do we bring you people, our people, oh Lord, who are needing a touch in their body. We bring you our people, ourselves, that need a touch in our hearts. One of the things, Lord Jesus, that you did was you came into the world with God's good news. And an important part of that good news is God loves you and you are forgiven. All we have to do is accept it. Help us, Lord Jesus, to not only accept it, but to also live it. Live it with ourselves. Live it with our families. Live it with our friends and neighbors. Live it, O Lord Jesus, every person we meet. Our living the good news is what opens the door to the kingdom of God, to the people around us. And O Lord, it's for that kingdom we pray every time we join our voices together in the words you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Could we take a moment to listen to God in silence? For God speaks in turn during prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Please join me in a litany for Epiphany. Who were the Magi in the long ago?
Not Herod, who was fearful lest he lose his throne. Not the Pharisees, who were too proud to recognize their own.
Who were the Magi in the long ago?
Not the priests and not the scribes who were supposed to be in the know. Not the money changers who were running
to and fro. The Magi were those who traveled weary and alone.
With dauntless faith because before them shone a star that led them to an infant low.
Who are the Magi now? Who is wise when all is told?
not those of science, not the great and strong, not those who strive for power, pleasure, or fame.
Not those whose eager hands pile high with gold.
It is those amid the tumult and the throng who still follow the Star of Bethlehem. Amen.
Please rise for the Gloria Patri.
Thank you. You may be seated. Are you going to do an anthem? That's fine. We're good, Martha. Okay. Thank you for keeping me on track. Would the children come, please? What a crowd.
Yeah.
That's about, just about, yes.
My birthday is in 8 days.
It is.
Something's on Thursday after my birthday.
You are?
Yeah.
You know what? It's been probably longer than you've been alive since I've been to Chuck E. Cheese's. January 8th. Okay. Okay. That's good. So, you obviously survived Christmas.
Yep.
Okay. Did any of you get a live pony?
No.
I didn't either. I still have my Christmas frog, though. Okay. Now, the most important question at all. Forgive me for not getting down, because I'm having trouble getting up, okay? Especially today. And I apologize to you for that. Are the big people making you crazy?
No.
No?
I have an alive dog.
Ooh. Did you know that that was coming? No. Oh, Dad says no, but you say yes. Okay. Sometimes, you know, we get surprises at Christmas. Sometimes we get the things we want, and sometimes we don't get the things we want.
It's always say next year.
Yeah, next year. And usually you get a pair of socks. Three pairs of socks, okay. And guys complain about their ties, eh? We're in a time of the church year that's called Epiphany. It's a brief time after Christmas that we think about the wise men, okay, who looked for Jesus for what reason? What did they see? Oh, come on. What did they see in the sky?
A star.
A star.
Yeah, I know.
That's not. Okay. What's it going to take for you to talk to me? You know I'm not going to beat you up if you don't get the answer. Give me the answer I want. Okay. But the wise men is kind of, they're hard for us to understand, okay, how they were back when Jesus was born. It's hard for us to understand because back then, okay, people who did science also did magic. People that did astronomy and physics also did magic. Do you ever wonder why the wise men are also called magi? They could do magic, okay? They could do magic. And the important thing is that they saw the change in the sky that was God saying, there's something important happening here. Somebody important is born. Okay? Now, one of the things that often happens is we push everything together on Christmas Eve. Okay? However, it might have taken as long as 2 years. Whoops! 2 years, okay, for the Magi to find Jesus. Would you look for somebody that long? Yeah? Okay. Because I probably wouldn't. Okay. After I tried real hard, I'd probably give up. But the Magi didn't give up. And that's what's important. They stuck with their mission. Their mission was to find out, whose star is this? They knew it belonged to somebody important here on earth because that's how people interpreted the stars then. So they traveled to Jerusalem because when they were doing the research, okay, usually if you're looking for the king, you go to the capital of the place that the king is going to live in, okay? Well, they got there and they said, what king? There hasn't been a new king born here. And then the wise men got sent on still another search, and that search was to Bethlehem. Now, I know that you're going to be following a star in just a few minutes. Okay? When the wise men found Jesus, they gave Jesus presents. But more than that, they recognized who he was. Okay? They recognized who he was and worshiped. Their trip was done. They had found the new king. But the king still had a lot to do before being king. Amongst the things I try to remind us of is one of the things about Jesus was he had to live just like us. Started as a baby. Was a kid just like you. Had friends like you. Had trouble with friends like we often do. Okay. And he had to work through it all. It's important to know that Jesus understands all the difficulties we're going through. We're never left alone. Jesus came because he loves us and he wants us to join him with God forever. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, just thank you for coming. Thank you for the message you brought. The message that God loves us. The message that God wants us to come home. The message, oh Lord, that when we all get to where God is, God's going to throw a party that will last forever. And all you ask is for us to accept the invitation to come and to not come by ourselves. Help us to invite everybody to everything God does. Hear our prayer. Amen. Uh-oh. We have a gift. Uh-oh. 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 Have to follow the teacher before we follow the story. Well, hello there. Yes, we have something for you too. Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all of ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Our Lord, we didn't follow a star here this morning. We came to follow you. Like the Magi of so long ago, we bring you our gifts. Gifts that show how blessed we are and to share those blessings with others. Take our gifts, Use all for the glory of the kingdom of God. Hear our prayer. Amen. Come on, you're Methodist, stand up. Thank you. You may be seated. You can sit down now. Methodists are Methodists. Yes, we have Methodists for doing almost everything, including singing. Turn to page VII at the front of the hymnal, and you'll see the directions for singing. Notice I didn't ask, you're expected to memorize them.
Just do it.
Just do it is right. Just do it. Only if you bring it back. Our scripture focus for this morning is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all of the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'm going to start with a disclaimer. I don't like this sermon. If you don't like it, I understand. A couple of conversations have affected me lately. It's stuff that has rubbed my nose into how much of Christmas we don't get. It's made me aware of how much we pay for not getting what Christmas means. We pay spiritually, we pay pay emotionally, we pay intellectually, economically, and culturally. Especially in our nation, we've everything but lost the meanings of Christmas that are most important. It's not that I have trouble with all the lights and all the decorations. It's not that I have trouble with all the gift giving. We've lost the answer to the question, so what? Christmas speaks to the core of how creation runs. However, we don't speak the language of Christmas. We moderns don't have the words to help us understand what Christmas is about. I'm going to start with the word king. Okay? Today, that word has almost none of the meanings it used to have. We have nothing to replace it with. No word that we have comes anywhere near it. We've gutted just about every word that means what king did. At one time, the word hero came close, but not anymore. Okay? Now, in our country, you can be a hero playing basketball. You can be a hero playing baseball. You can be a hero playing football. And what's the measure of heroics? How many millions of dollars you make. Culturally, we don't like divinity. We don't like authority. We don't like power in hands other than our own. We don't like being told what to do. We don't like being directed. You notice why I don't like this sermon? We don't respect authority very much. Who's the preacher? Why should we listen to him? And unless the power is ours and the authority is ours, we don't pay attention to it. Christmas is about all those things. It's about divinity. It's about authority. It's about power. It's also about control. We tend to think that control is all about giving orders. I'm in control if I tell you what to do. We tend to think that control is all about telling somebody what to do. But those things are only part of control. One can do all of those things and still have no control at all. That's why most institutions, governments, and corporations are in trouble. There is no control. People that are on the administrative board who are trustees or on the finance committee have heard variations of what I just said ad nauseum. You know the first modern control system, what it was? it was tracer bullets for anti-aircraft guns. Up until tracer bullets, the only way a gunner knew that he was anywhere near his target was if he blew it up. The tracer bullets left a trail. The gunner could adjust. There was a feedback loop that the tracer bullets established. Where am I? What am I doing? Is it doing what I want it to do? Control means that you know where you are. Control means that you know where you want to be. Control means that you've figured out how to get where you want to go. Control means you figured out how to measure your progress. And control means you figured out a way to know when you've arrived. You ever go someplace and didn't know when you got there? How do you know that you've arrived in Detroit? Huh? I'm not being facetious. How do you know when you've arrived? Huh? Your GPS tells you? The expressway signs. Okay. Control means you will know when you're done. You ever started something and not know when you were done? And just kept working at it and working at it and working at it? Control means we know when we are done. Okay? We have a feedback loop that tells us where we are, what we're doing, how well we're doing it, each step along the way. Now, the Magi saw a star. It announced Jesus' birth. They didn't know that that was whose birth it announced. They just knew it was an important birth. Okay. It told them that a new king was born. Think in terms of a new divinity, because that's part of what kings were thought to be. Think new authority. Think new power, think new control. The Magi went to the place that they thought all of these would be, and they didn't find a single one of them. They didn't find anyone born a king. Herod was a usurper, okay? He bought his kingship, he finagled it. Okay, he just worked every political game he could to get it. He wasn't even Jewish. He was a convert to the Jewish faith. He wasn't of David's house. He was far from divine. His authority and power were based on force and fear. He was so afraid that somebody would take over his throne that he had his eldest son killed. Who was next in line to have the throne? His oldest kid. Herod thought he had control, but the visit of the Magi made it clear that Herod was clueless about what was most important going on around him. Herod knew pretty much what "where is he who is born the King of the Jews" meant. It meant such a one could and would dethrone him. Herod's kingdom was purely human. The one born king would have divinity with him. The one born king would have vast authority. The one born king would have great power. The one born king would have real control over people and things. Herod was terrified of the one born king. One of the reasons I don't like this story is because of what Herod did when the wise men went home without talking to him. He had all the babies under 2 years old in Bethlehem killed. Herod had no real control, so Jesus escaped. Herod totally lost Jesus. The Magi found Jesus. They found the one who was born king. They found him where they didn't expect to find a king. They found a king who did not look like a king. However, they recognized his divinity. They saw his authority. They saw his power. They saw his control. And they gave him control of their lives. That's what that part in the verses means when it says they paid homage to him. They gave him gifts fit for a king. What they did was honest and true. Nothing at all like Herod had done. Christmas is about who really has control of our lives. Sadly, most of us are too much like Herod. We think we're in control of ourselves and others, and we're just totally wrong. Folks say, "Mike, you have control of Clinton Church." No. No. We're out of control. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about all of us, the whole world around us. I'm talking about me. We're out of control. We don't know where we are. We don't know what we have. We don't know where we want to go. We don't know what we want to do with what we have. And we have no way to measure our progress. There's no way of knowing when we've arrived. We have no way of knowing when we're done. Out of control is just another way of saying we're lost. Christmas is about God coming to get us back in control. Don't just think telling us what to do. Christmas is God coming to show us where we are. It's God coming to show us what we have. It's God coming to show us the way back to him. And it's God showing us what to do with what we have. Get past ourselves and reach out to others. Christmas is God showing us how to measure our progress. Christmas is God giving us the truest feedback loop that ever existed. You want to measure where you are? Compare yourself to Jesus. Want to know how to make it here into the future? Look at Jesus. Is that easy done? No. No. Christmas is God letting us know who is really king, who is really divine, who really has authority, who really has power, and who really has control. Who is born king on Christmas? Will we let the king be our king? Where is he in our lives each day? Or will it just be one day a year? Christmas Day. Amen?
Amen.
You went quiet on me. Like I said, I really didn't expect you to like the sermon because I didn't either. The closing hymn for this morning is number 261. Okay. Would you stand?
Please remain standing as we all read together the benediction, page 255. O God, you made of one blood all nations, and by the star in the east revealed to all peoples him whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us to know your presence with us, so to proclaim his unsearchable riches, that all may come to his light, and bow before the brightness of his rising, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
We still have some announcements.
We do?
You done them all.
I did.
Uh-oh, Jody's got one. Who else has one? Luann has one.
Back in December, we went through the name tags out there, and we put in new badge covers, the name tags we have. There are lanyards. There are clips. We no longer have the strings attached.
Ooh.
So they're out there. You just need to figure out if you want a clip or a lanyard put on it. If yours is not there, please let the office know so we can make a new one.
I was slightly fashionably late this morning because my four children love to get out the door right on time. But if I missed it, the Hawkins family unexpectedly lost a member yesterday, and Stephanie Hawkins is one of the parapros at Clinton Elementary. They have a GoFundMe going right now because their daughter, who passed away in a motorcycle accident, she was killed by a drunk driver yesterday morning, is in Florida, and they have to have some funds to help bring her back to Michigan. So if any of you are in the giving spirit still, they could desperately use some help. She was young, and obviously Christmas just happened. So I have it posted. A lot of the elementary staff has it posted right now. But she works every morning in the Circle Drive. So anybody that's dropping your elementary kids off, she is one of the smiling faces out there, rain, wind, sunshine. Stephanie is a great, great lady, and it's just so sad she lost her daughter. So
sad, but thank you for making the announcement.
I just want to share with you that Lenawee County has posted their schedule for food handler classes. Right now, I think there's four of us in the church that have a food handler's card. A few more if you need to do that. It's real easy. The class takes an hour. You can either take it at the health department, and I'll post the schedule out in the narthex, or you can take it online. You take the hour class, then you use your notes, and you take a multiple choice test. Everybody passes it. You pay $5 and you get your card so that you can help in the kitchen and know why we do the things we do. Thanks.
Thank you.
I always refer to those as multiple guest tests. We all work together. Yeah.
Our poinsettias left from Christmas in the narthex that need to go home. So if you are here and you have one there, please take it with you today.
Thank you. Now, one of the things that is happening that I want to share with you is this. We have one or two people who have heard about you and how you worship and want to attend Sunday morning worship, but they don't have transportation. If you would be willing to pick up a person, right now one of them isn't able to come now, but there's two, okay? And if you would either talk to me or to Linda Strickland or to Diane, okay? We'll do our best to get things arranged. Now, I'm not going to let you go yet, okay? There is coffee. There's goodies, okay? I want to say thank you to everybody that made Christmas Eve happen. It was beautiful. Just thank you ever so much. Have a yes, ma'am? Go ahead. Whoa! Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all of ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You are kind. Have you an announcement for us? No? Okay. Oh, you're just standing back there? Okay. Now, even though I tried really hard, okay, it's only 10 minutes after 12. Thank you ever so much. Have a happy new year. Be blessed.